Introductions on Classical WFMT is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, a maker and restorer of string instrument bows at 226 South Wabash Avenue. Go to johnnorwoodlee.com. Thank you for downloading this WFMT podcast. Some music has been removed for copyright reasons.
Hello, welcome to Introductions. I'm Robbie Ellis. This show features the Chicago area's finest young classical performers. Today we have a whole orchestra's worth, and specifically four soloists from inside that orchestra. Right now you're listening to violinist Henry Auxenfant plus his brother Louis on clarinet from a live Introductions broadcast a couple of months ago. Around that same time, Henry played the solo part in the first movement of Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto with Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. We'll hear that performance later on from CYSO's spring concert at Symphony Center. Also later on, we'll hear a different clarinetist, Henry Lazzaro, and longtime principal trombone Owen Reardon. Both of them played 19th century masterworks with piano at a recent recording session I held. First, though, Zachary Allen. He, too, was on Introductions live as a soloist a couple of months ago. He's an oboist heading to Oberlin Conservatory in the fall. This past season, he was also the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra's Music Director's Student Conducting Fellow. Basically, he approached music director Alan Tinkham and asked for the opportunity. He made his conducting debut at Symphony Center in May just gone in a short piece by American composer Ellen Tafes Willick. Here is Zachary Allen conducting the CYSO Symphony Orchestra in Avanti. The flagship ensemble from Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras, conducted by Zachary Allen, an 18-year-old who, elsewhere in that same concert, was the group's principal oboe. The music was composed by Ellen Tafes Willick, a piece called Avanti. On Introductions today, we're featuring soloists from within Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. Last year, the top CYSO Woodwind Quintet was on the show. This is them playing music by Paul Tuffinell. The conductor of the previous performance, Zachary Allen, was a junior at the time he was in this group, and so was this guy, a clarinetist from Glen Ellen.
My name is Henry Lazzaro. I'm 17 years old, and I went to high school at Glenbard South High School. I started playing music when I was 10 years old at my middle school band, and then I started on clarinet, and mostly because my friends were playing clarinet, and I decided to stick with it because I enjoyed meeting new people through music and going and playing music outside of my school. My favorite experience with the CYSO was this program called the Ambassadors Program, where my wind quintet got to go around to different Chicago public schools and give presentations and performances to these younger children. I really enjoyed speaking with little kids about music and seeing how interested they were in my instrument and what I did. During my time at CYSO, my favorite memory was probably performing Ein Heldenleben by Richard Strauss at Symphony Center in the big orchestra hall where the Chicago Symphony Orchestra plays. That's really not an opportunity you get as a kid very often. Next fall, I'll be going to Northwestern University, and I'll be majoring in clarinet performance there. Now I'm going to be playing the third and fourth movements of the Saint-Saëns Clarinet Sonata. I chose this piece because, first off, I was just in the middle of learning it when I got the opportunity to play here. But also, I really like the sharp contrast between the two movements, the very slow, almost like a dirge third movement, and then the very fast vivace fourth movement.
Thank you.
The third and fourth movements of the Clarinet Sonata, Opus 167, one of the very last works written by Camille Saint-Saëns. It was performed by the then 17-year-old Henry Lazzaro with Daniel Schlossberg on piano. Henry just graduated from Glenbard South High School and Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. In the fall, he'll be majoring in clarinet performance at Northwestern University. Turning from the wind section to the brass section. This is the Bone Rangers, the premier trombone quartet from Merritt School of Music. A longtime member of that group is our next featured soloist.
Hi, my name is Owen Reardon. I am 18 years old and I'm from Schererville, Indiana. I play most often with the Bone Rangers from the Merritt School of Music, and while I'm at the Merritt School of Music, I've also played with the Merritt Philharmonic Orchestra, many of their bands, jazz bands, and all of their trombone ensembles. I've also had the great opportunity to play with the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra for several years, and I am able to play at my school bands and stuff like that. I'm also really fortunate to have a bunch of gigging experience where I can play all around Chicago and stuff. It's really cool. I actually started on piano when I was about 4 years old. I never really could get into piano, so I switched over to guitar. And then I couldn't get into guitar, so I started playing percussion. That also didn't work out, so I played trombone because I grew up in a family of trombone players. My father is a renowned trombone teacher. Both of my sisters also play trombone. It's an interesting experience to be in a family where everybody does the same thing as you. One of my favorite experiences with CYSO would be their galas, most notably their 2021 gala. It was incredible. I've never been in such like a fancy place before. It was their 75th anniversary, and so I think the crowd was humongous because of that. I'd never really played for a crowd that large before, and just to feel the amount of like energy and happiness coming from the said very large crowd was amazing. I've never really experienced something quite like that. I am going to the IU Jacobs School of Music on the Bloomington campus to go pursue my Bachelor in Music Performance in trombone under the study of Peter Ellefson, the trombone teacher at IU. I am going to play Romance by Carl Maria von Weber. I played it for the first time during the pandemic, and I remember that was the first kind of piece and only piece that I really performed or prepared during the pandemic. Since then, it's stuck with me. Every single time I play it, I kind of think about that time. It's special to me. The emotion that comes from it and the emotion that I can try to invoke when I'm playing it is something that I've found that no other, like, at least trombone solo can produce, and that's really special to me.
Thank you.
The Romance of Carl Maria von Weber. You heard 18-year-old trombonist Owen Riordan from Northwest Indiana, joined by Daniel Schlossberg on piano. Owen was a longtime member of both Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras and Merritt School of Music's top trombone quartet, the Bone Rangers. He'll be studying trombone performance at the Jacobs School at Indiana University starting in the fall. This is Introductions. I've been featuring graduating seniors from Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras today. Ah, the seasons turn, high schoolers graduate, and a whole new crop of Introductions performers are thinking about applying to come on the radio, right? Yes, that means you, if you're pre-college and local to the Chicago area and decent at this whole music thing. I want to hear from you. There's an audition form on the web, wfmt.com/introductions. That's also where we've got details about our performers today, and you can listen back as a podcast too. Find it all at wfmt.com/introductions. When we come back, Henry aux Enfants wows us with the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto. You're listening to Classical WFMT.
Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes. Introductions is also made possible through the generous support of the Nagani Foundation, the Kiphart Family Foundation, and the listener supporters of Classical WFMT.
I'm Robbie Ellis. Today's episode of Introductions features soloists from Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. Henry aux Enfants is a violinist who's been on the show plenty of times. On every occasion, he's been performing with his brother Louis, who's both a clarinetist and a pianist. Louis is in the orchestra for this performance coming up. Henry is normally a concertmaster of CYSO, but on this occasion, he takes center stage, well, closer to the center of the stage, for the opening movement of Peter Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. This was recorded at CYSO's spring concert at Symphony Center. The conductor was their music director, Alan Tinkham. Here's Henry aux Enfants playing Tchaikovsky.
Thank you.
the first movement of Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto in D major. The soloist was 16-year-old Henry Auxenfant, a concertmaster of Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. He was joined by CYSO's flagship group conducted by Alan Tinkham at their spring concert in downtown Chicago in May 2023. And that's it for today's episode of Introductions, Soloists from Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. CYSO's Symphony Center concerts are recorded by Eric Arunas, and the performances with piano were recorded by Max LeBien at Merritt School of Music. Thanks to Alan Tinkham, Jenny O'Brown, Andrea Kennard, and Abby Hambright from CYSO for their assistance with today's program, plus James Hall and Jade Garcia on the Merritt side. Next week, we've got more from CYSO's spring concert, orchestra-only features. Two of Gabriela Lena Frank's Cuentos Errantes, plus Igor Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring. I'm Robbie Ellis, producer and presenter of Introductions, the weekly show that features the Chicago area's finest pre-college musical talent, every Saturday at 11 a.m. right here on Classical WFMT.
Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, on the web at johnnorwoodlee.com.